first person singular. Views expressed are those of the author. Tristia Stone finds that destiny sometimes has its own plans.
In recent months, I have experienced a high level of synchronicity. Here is one story. My husband Steve and I wake up on a beautiful sunny morning. We agree on our plan for the day, where we hop in the car, drive, and see where life takes us. Our plan is to not have a plan. Steve puts on music from the 40s, the intriguing era of World War II. As I'm getting ready for the day, I hear a wonderful song I have never heard before called Remember Pearl Harbor. The tune was so catchy, I'm instantly in the mood for a day of gallivanting. The final destination, still a mystery. We drive and find ourselves at NASA Ames Research Center in Mountain View. While there, we get a hint that we can enter the Naval Air Station and visit the Moffett Field Museum. We show the military police our photo IDs at the entrance, and we are through the guarded gates. At the museum, while navigating our way through the historic naval photographs and artifacts, a plainly framed black and white photo catches my eye like a magnet. In the picture, there are three rows of men sitting in chairs, each holding up letters spelling the words, "Remember Pearl Harbor." The catchy 40s tune suddenly floods my mind, the very song I heard hours before at home. In an instant, I consider that the day's events appear to be planned after all.
Tricia Stone was a longtime UCSC employee. If you would like to share your stories or opinion, send 240 words to first person singular at ksqd.org. This program was produced by Laurie Korn and Matilda Rand.